Welcome to the First Church Podcast, a weekly podcast of messages from the First Church of Christ in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Compassion Sunday 2014. Next week is actually the Global Compassion Sunday, but I couldn't make it next week, so Pastor John, who's not here this week, said, sure, fill in. So today, the theme is, tell a child, I'm here for you. My name is Keith McQuillan. I've been a Compassion Child Advocate now for several years. Our family sponsors a number of kids. I know that many of you here already support Compassion as well. Last week, we had just a wonderful time, if you were present. This place was just packed to the gills. I don't know if there were any seats left. And I hope if you were not present that you got to attend an Easter service, because we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus last week, and there was a tremendous amount of excitement. We had some great praise and worship. We had a wonderful message. And today, as a child advocate speaking up for children in poverty, my job is to continue that excitement today, because really, when we look at one of the final things that Jesus said to his disciples and his followers comes from this verse, or these verses in the last chapter of Matthew. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So where do we go from here? Where do we go from last Sunday? As I knew I'd be speaking today, I reached out for my pen and my bulletin, and I jotted these kind of marching orders, I'll call them our Easter marching orders, down that Pastor John said at the end of the service. And that is, our purpose is to tell people about this day, that Jesus defeated death, that he lives in us, that God gave his only Son so that we can be certain of a future in heaven. If you look in your bulletin, and we say it often here if you're a first-timer, but often we talk about our mission and our purpose. And our mission here at First Church of Christ is to help people fall in love with Jesus. So can you do that here when you leave? Sure. Can you do that at your workplace, your school, with other family members? Absolutely. Can you do that to a child and his extended family or school or village or city or town many miles away? Absolutely. That's the answer. Compassion's mission, similar to ours, and based on that slide of a couple of minutes ago, in response to the Great Commission, Compassion exists as an advocate for children to release them from their spiritual, economic, social, and physical poverty and enable them to become responsible and fulfilled Christians. So for those of you that do know about Compassion, or if you've never heard of Compassion, there's quite a few ministries that Compassion fills voids of poverty throughout the world. I'd like to talk to you about three distinct different ones today, you know, important life-giving ways that you, as an individual, can make a difference in a child or a child's family or a village, you know, or a city or a town or a school. The first we'll talk about is Compassion Water of Life, and then we'll touch on Compassion Child Survival Program, and then we'll talk about Compassion Child Sponsorship Program, which many of you are aware of who already sponsor kids. When it comes to Compassion Water of Life, Scripture instructs us this way: and if anyone gives even a cup of water to one of these little ones, because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. So when you look at this next slide, it kind of says a little bit. A lot of what you see here is related to one thing, and that's water. So, you know, what did you use in the past 12 hours? What did you walk to your refrigerator for? What did you go to the sink? What did you reach for the pitcher in your refrigerator and just automatically get? Fresh, clean water. You know, one of the things that we didn't, some of us didn't have happen this past winter when pipes were freezing, was that opportunity to get showers, to get fresh, clean water, and it probably wasn't very fun. Well, there's a lot of, you know, millions and millions of people in this world that do not have access to fresh, clean water. And it starts with the kids. You know, they're the most vulnerable. Their systems don't have the immunity built up as adults. So why do children living in poverty need access to safe drinking water? Every day, every single day, 4,000 children are dying from water-related diseases such as cholera and typhoid. You know, they're preventable. If they have vaccines, if they have medicine, they are preventable and they do not have to die. And it's just a startling statistic when you think about what we have in this country, just being able to get a fresh, clean glass of water anytime we want. Many more kids are suffering from diarrhea, other illnesses, stomach pains that prevent them from attending schools and really functioning and growing up to be healthy adults. I'm going to prepare a presentation here in a couple of minutes, but in the meantime, I'd like to watch you to watch this video from a village in Rwanda.
Could you imagine giving this dirty water to your thirsty child? It's this last step that makes all the difference. For millions of children in the developing world, just like Fiona, the water they are collecting and drinking contains life-threatening diseases, putting their life at risk every day. Safe drinking water is absolutely essential for life and foundational for a future. Water of Life, Compassion's safe water system, is the most effective way to give a child a lifetime of safe water. Inside this system, water is directed through a collection of tiny tubes that have pores hundreds of times thinner than the human hair, removing the bacteria. With regular rinsing, a single Compassion safe water system will provide over 1 million gallons of safe water. That's more than enough to last a lifetime for a child like Fiona and her family. I asked Fiona's mother how Compassion's Water of Life has benefited her family. As an important part of Compassion's ministry, Local churches distribute water of life to children and families who struggle to find safe drinking water. The health trainer or local pastor visits the family in their home and shows them how quick and easy it is to set up the bucket and filter system and start providing safe water. But providing safe water is just the start. Through Compassion's one-on-one programs, Fiona will receive the help she needs, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and educationally, to break free from poverty and not only survive, but thrive. Today, over 1 million children are finding freedom from poverty through Compassion's programs around the world. For $79, you can give the Compassion Water of Life safe water system and provide a child and their family with one of the greatest gifts anyone could ever give: safe drinking water for life.
When I was a little kid, my parents decided to become missionaries in Africa, so I went over there for a couple of years, and I still remember watching the kids and even adults walking by with these large containers on their head, and they would go down in the dry season to this muddy hole where, you know, they would be washing clothes, where the animals would be drinking from, and collect the water that they would use in their hut or their little village house, and that's what they would drink. And, you know, years and years ago, this didn't exist. We have an opportunity as a mission to help people fall in love with Jesus, help them understand through the work of the church that they can be free of illness, sometimes death, because of dirty and contaminated water. So Aiden was able to help me the last service. I'd like you to come up and help me again, please. And I just want to demonstrate this because, you know, we don't have anything here, I don't think, locally that might be containing cholera or typhoid or some of these other types of diseases. So I was trying to think about, you know, what would be a place that may not necessarily look or be filled with those contaminants, but maybe look like where Fiona was getting her water. So especially during the summer, not necessarily now with the winter kind of ending and spring here, but we have these holding ponds right out front. And I stopped by last night and filled up my bucket here with what I want you to imagine is the water from the place where Fiona tried to get her needs for the day. And Aiden promised me that he would drink this, correct? No? Okay. Well, I do need, as my wife reminded me after the first service, some moisture for my parched throat sometimes. So this is a gravity system. If you can come down here and help me with the last time. Hold the cup there and I'll take the cap off. And if you can just fill that up for me for the rest of the service, I'd appreciate it. And I'll just keep doing my presentation. And when you're done with that, you can just place that up here and I'll drink that bacteria-free water instead of the other. The second part I'd like to talk to you about is the Child Survival Program and the Bible's instructions to us: defend the cause of the weak and the fatherless, maintain the rights of the poor and the oppressed. And also from Psalm 139, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in that secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." The Compassion Child Survival Program is working. And some of you may be part of that. Hopefully many of you will be after today. That program serves 27,394 children and 27,776 mothers in a variety of compassion survival programs across the world. Thank you very much. And as I was reminded when I first was introduced to this, it's not necessarily the color of the water, because they're not a whole lot different, even though you can see a lot of the sediment and the dirt, but it's the fact that I can be surely guaranteed that there are no bacteria or deadly types of diseases in this water now. Thank you very much for helping. I appreciate that. And that's what this ministry does. Today, 12% of babies are premature in the developing world. Only 3% are born premature in child survival program. A mother in the child survival program is two times as likely to receive prenatal care as a mother without. And for you mothers and fathers here today, if you can just imagine this, that every 20 seconds, a mother loses a child that could have been prevented by a vaccine. 21,000 children under age 5 die every day, mostly from preventable causes: pneumonia, diarrhea, malnutrition, malaria, measles, HIV or AIDS. And when you think about that, that's 4 children that just passed away in the time it took for me to read that statistic to you. 4 children. This next picture is a picture of a woman named Gari and her son, who is Samaya. And I just want to share just a couple of pieces of a letter I received as a child survival program participant. I do one in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. You get letters like this that kind of update different child survival programs across the world. And Gari, who's pictured on your left, in developing countries, young girls kind of grow into women much more quickly than here. So it's not uncommon for kids to be married or engaged in their real early teens. And by 16, she was already pregnant. And she had a baby boy. And about a month after he was born, he died of neonatal tetanus, probably brought on by some non-sterile conditions of his birth. And of course, she was very sad, her husband was very sad, but she found out not long after that she was pregnant again. And for the first full month, she just lived in fear because she was afraid that this child would also die. And unfortunately, the child developed a fever, and he also passed away. So many months passed, and one day when she became pregnant again, she happened to be going to a well, and she met a lady at the well, Jasoda, and Jasoda told her about the Compassion Child Survival Program in their community. And she went, she enrolled, she received all the proper care before the child was born. She learned about what to do after the child was born. And today, as you can see, 2-year-old Samaya is doing extremely well. And she benefits she recognizes the benefits of that child survival program and what's been done. The last piece I want to talk to you about here is child sponsorship. And many of you do and have participated in child sponsorship. Many of you have had child sponsorship for many years before I was ever involved with it, have seen kids come and grow and graduate from the program. You know, my hope today is that if you're not doing it now, or if you're doing 1 or 2, maybe you do 1 or 3 or 4, because each of these children have some great opportunities when you team up with them as a child sponsor. According to the Bible, as Tim had mentioned before, Proverbs 31, 8 and 9, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. And that's directed towards us. For the rights of all who are destitute, speak up and judge fairly, defend the rights of the poor and needy. For those that have never been part of Compassion or heard of Compassion, just a couple of early slides. It was founded in 1952 by the Reverend Everett Swanson while he was preaching in Korea during the Korean War. Initially offered as a program for kids, orphans basically, of people who had been killed during the war to provide them food and shelter and education, medical care, and some sort of upgrade or some sort of Christian upbringing. Since then, there have been 2 million children sponsored through Compassion. There's currently 26 countries that have and house Compassion projects, and there are currently over 1 million children sponsored. I think last count I had from this church alone was almost 200 that have been sponsored through here over the years. People are concerned about, okay, where does my money go? Since 1995, Compassion has consistently received an A rating from the American Institute of Philanthropy. There's an organization called Charity Navigator who has awarded nonprofit organizations and Compassion in itself a 4-star rating, the highest you can be awarded, every year since 2002. People say, well, how much of my money goes? Well, this is the case, and it's the truth. Compassion has consistently averaged more than 80% of the total income, the expenditures being spent on the program activities. So less than 20 cents on a dollar actually goes to fundraising or administration. For those of you that are child sponsors who choose to become child sponsors, there are people like you and me who make a decision to invest personally in the life of a child. Each child will be given an opportunity to hear about the gospel of Jesus. Each child will be given an opportunity to receive an education. Each child will have an opportunity to receive health care, dental care, etc. Each child will be given the opportunity to be around other kids and teachers in the project to develop self-confidence and social skills. Every one of Compassion's projects is housed in a church, so not only does your support help that individual, but it helps the church who is housing the project. And then as a sponsor, this happens, and it's really exciting when you get home from work and you find a envelope in the mail that says, letter from your sponsored child, and it happens quite often. But you'll have an opportunity to write letters, a one-on-one relationship with the child, pray for them, give them opportunities to grow and be what God wants them to be, and also give them opportunities at times to give them extra income, monetary gifts for birthdays, family gifts, etc. I'd like to show you now the I'm Here For You Compassion video.
My name is Gloria. I am 9 years old and live in Uganda. I always look forward to going to the Compassion Center at the church near my house. They welcome me with open arms. Everyone is so kind. They say, Gloria, how are you doing? We are happy to see you. I get food to eat and they check my health. If I am sick, they always look after me. I love the games. It is so much fun. My teacher smiles a lot and she helps me in my studies. I learn about Jesus too. They teach me how to pray to him. I love this place, and I know they are always here for me, no matter what happens. It is much different in the place where I live. It is very crowded, and I don't see much happiness here. I live here in this house, all 8 of us in one small room. It makes me upset that you don't always have enough to eat. People get sick a lot, and I know some people who have died. It is dangerous in this place too, especially at night. Sometimes I get quite scared. This makes me sad, and I worry about what will happen to me. But I am so happy that I have a Compassion sponsor. His name is Andy. Even though he lives so far away in America, he gives me hope. He told me in his letters, Gloria, I am praying for you. Be strong. I am here for you. He makes me feel like my life matters.
When I look at Gloria, I see a lot of potential in her, and at the same time, I see the challenges that she's going through, you know, growing up in a poverty-stricken area that I grew up in. But I know that with the support that she's getting at the Compassion Center, she too will be able to realize her dreams. You can tell a child living in poverty that I am here for you. I am here to walk this journey with you, and that child's life will be transformed. All these opportunities that these children have and I had as a sponsored child are made possible because of sponsors, the church, and Compassion International. Want to give a child in poverty the hope and encouragement for a brighter future? Tell them, I'm here for you, and sponsor a child today.
So I get to help out downstairs quite a bit in Miss Connie's youth program. So I wanted to mention that we get together as a Kids Own Worship Sunday School class, and have some graduates of Kids Own Worship, and then also some kids that are part of it now. So if I could have Stacy, Aiden, Ian, and Kinsley Palilla come up, and Evie, and also Sydney Strout, are you up here? And they'd like to share a little bit about some of their sponsored letters that they have had in the past.
Hi, my name is Stacy. These are my children, Ian and Kinsley, and Aiden was the big guy helping with the water earlier. We sponsored our little girl. Her name is Lourdes DeGini Capel. She is in the northern part of Haiti, and we started sponsoring her when she was just 5 years old, just the age of this one right here. And she just turned 12 on March 26th of this year. We have two excerpts that we're going to share with you. One is from when she was 7, and then another letter is from when she was 9.
The Sheenie is so delighted to be greeting you in God's name. She always attends school, and she has scored 9 out of 10 in the second term exams. She's in grade 2. She likes so much to read in her class and to sing in her choir. She says that it rarely rains in her home, but there or plenty of mangoes. She says that the sun is shining every day. She promises to pray for you, your blessings daily, including your whole family. She asked you for your prayers that she can keep up doing good grades in school. May God bless you.
And then Kinsley is going to share a little tag that was on the end of a letter that we received from when she was 9, and I just think it sums up everything.
She loves you.
It's amazing to see how DeGini's letters have changed from someone interpreting them for her. I mean, they always have to be translated, but the most recent letter we received, it had a lot of I think this, I want to send these prayers to you. And it's just been an amazing journey. These are my nieces now.
Before Evie and Sydney share, as Kids in Worship, we sponsor a little boy. His name's Daniel. He's from Colombia. And, you know, many of these kids that are sponsored, unfortunately, don't get letters. But when we get together about once a quarter, every couple of months down in Kids Own Worship, he gets 25, 30, 35, sometimes 40 letters. And if the kids don't know how to right, then he gets very nice drawings. And every one of those gets sent out to the Compassion headquarters where all the correspondence goes through. And he writes back, and he's just thrilled with the amount of correspondence he gets from these wonderful kids at Kids Own Worship.
Hello, my dear friends. Blessings for all of you. I want to thank you for the support you have given me. Also, I thank you for the letters you sent and the beautiful pictures you sent. You are very beautiful. I want to tell you my family is doing well, and I have 14 cousins. Some are big, some are small.
I want to tell you that my last medical exam was in the month of June 2014. I went to the doctor just once last year, and I went with my mother. The doctor diagnosed that I was well, but I have lost weight. He recommended to eat well and to take purgative. At the CDC, they teach me to take care of my body. I must wash my hands, brush my teeth, and have a good nutrition every day. My medical expenses are covered by the CDC on this opportunity because they have an annual medication checkups. But usually my health is covered by a subsidized card paid by the government.
Friends, have you visited the doctors this past month? I send you this Bible quote that is in Joshua 1:9.
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
I only have one friend, and his name is Jesus, and he is 10 years old. In my backyard, there is a lemon tree and a papaya tree. I ask you to pray for my family so that God will help us. With love, Daniel.
Thank you, girls, very much. I appreciate your help. All right, where do we go from here? And I guess the important thing is this mission part of what you are looking for? And I'm told that a song that we wanted to share for the first service wasn't ready, but some of you that may follow Christian music have heard Matthew West do something. So we're going to try to play that now and show some of the pictures of the sponsored kids that we have here before we wrap up and close with really an opportunity to share in the mission and prayer.
This morning, saw a world of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down? And how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. Said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah. I created you.
Now listen.
If not us, then who? Do something.
Well, thank you to my technology-savvy daughter, Taylor, who helped us with that. But Ross, if you want to bring up the team, the worship team, I just want to finish up with this last slide as we conclude. You know, we talked before about the mission of the church is to help people fall in love with Jesus. And today, through Water of Life, through Child Survival, and through Child Sponsorship, you have an opportunity to do that for someone around the world. For $79, you can purchase one of these that allows for water up to 1 million gallons for a child and his family. If you have a quarter today in your pocket, and you don't have $75 or $79, and you want to donate that quarter or a dollar or $5 or $10 for something like this, we have two tables set up, one on your left and one on your right. It has the Water of Life program that you can sign up for a $79 donation. Or we'll take just anything that you give. And as I told the first service, if we happen to come up with $791 in that box, I'll make up the next balance to the next full $79 personally for another Water of Life for someone. Also at the tables, you'll see something called Help Babies Child Survival Program, which is $20 per month. And I encourage you to help people like Gari and her little son and the two that did not make it by supporting. And then lastly, for many of you who already do, or if you've never been here before, we have 30-something now child packets out there on the two tables. And for $38 a month, you can support and change the life of a child forever. So let us pray. Thank you, God, for this opportunity, and we just really recognize all that we have and really realize that everything that we have comes from you. And we just ask ourselves right now in the quietness of this moment, you know, how much is enough? How much of what we have is enough? Is there anything that we can give to support and to help free a child from poverty? In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to the First Church Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message for today. Be sure to check back next week or subscribe to the podcast by visiting our website at firstforchrist.com. That's first, the number 4, christ.com.